This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1976, recorded on Thursday, the 14th of September, in which we have news items, letters, and features from the Norwich Evening News. Hello, I'm James McGarry, and I'm joined by
Bridget Cook.
In Chatterbox this week, you will find the usual variety of news items about the city and some letters to the Evening News. And we'll have a feature about Saturday nights in 1950s Norwich. You will also find in your wallet this week a second memory stick with this month's Norfolk magazine. Today we are pleased to welcome new listeners, Brian Harvey of Fawns at St Mary, Molly Wellstead of Blowfield, and Judith Nichols and Roy Duffy, both of Norwich. We hope you enjoy listening.
We'll start with our first batch of news items. A couple of parades in the city centre attracted the crowds. The annual RAF parade to mark Battle of Britain Week and a sword parade by the Air Training Corps. First, however, another story about the city centre, as we hear that the Norwich Market has won an award and there is an ambitious plan to transform the castle keep.
Norwich Market is making waves in the world of food and drink. The 900-year-old outdoor shopping spot won Best Independent Food and Drink at the Norfolk Food and Drink Awards 2017 on September the 11th. After hitting a rocky patch in 2016, Norwich City Council launched a 10-year strategy to turn the market around, and the Norwich Market Traders Association was revived. In conjunction, the Evening News launched a Get Behind Your Market campaign, urging people to use it or lose it. The market now offers Spanish, Italian, Asian, French and Chilean street food, as well as traditional chips and bacon rolls. Norwich City Council's cabinet member for the market, Councillor Roger Ryan, said, "This year has been a great leap forward, as the first year of our 10-year plan to rejuvenate the market. Winning the award is the real icing on the cake and a reflection of what we have to offer."
For more than 900 years, Norwich Castle has surveyed our city, a majestic landmark considered one of the most important medieval castles in Europe. Originally a royal palace, then a county jail, and now a museum, its origins can be traced to 1067, and Henry I stayed there for Christmas 1121. Now the £13.5 million Gateway to Medieval England project aims to reimagine the castle's keep as it was in the Royal Palace heyday, providing visitors with a truly medieval experience and ensuring the castle is seen as a world-class attraction. More than 90% of the money has been raised, including £9.2 million from Heritage Lottery Fund, and the public are being urged to support a £50,000 Keep Giving appeal. At the heart of the project, expected to be completed by 2020, is the reinstatement of the keep's principal Norman floor and Great Hall. Dr. Davies, Chief Curator of the Museum Service, said, "We want to attract people to Norwich, not only to see our castle, but to enjoy Norwich Cathedral, the medieval walls, the churches, and raise the profile of Norwich as one of the best preserved medieval cities."
RAF Marham exercised its freedom of the city with a parade to mark the Battle of Britain. Crowds gathered outside City Hall in Norwich as servicemen and women from the Norfolk Air Base marched along St Peter's Street. RAF chiefs, stewards and weapon technicians were among those taking part in the parade. They were accompanied by the band of the Royal Air Force College, which performed a variety of songs. A Spitfire had been due to fly over the city at midday, but had to be cancelled due to bad weather. The parade marked the start of Battle of Britain Week. Although other days during the battle saw fiercer fighting and heavier losses, September the 15th, 1940, is the only day when two large daylight raids were made on London. A public Battle of Britain service will take place at Norwich Cathedral on Sunday.
231 Norwich Squadron Air Training Corps held their annual sword parade in the city. This is the award of a unique presentation sword to the most deserving cadet, recognising his dedication towards both the other cadets and the activities carried out by the squadron. The guest of honour, Squadron Leader Kay Green, MBE, presented the Wilkinson Sword to Flight Sergeant Matthew Williams as this year's Outstanding Cadet. Also attending was the Lord Mayor of Norwich, David Fulman, and Norfolk County Council Chairman John Ward. The squadron had a formal parade and then the cadets gave demonstrations of drill and band music to the guests and parents. During the parade, cadets received promotions and awards for activities carried out during recent months.
A surge in students living in the city centre will provide an economic boost, business leaders have said, and could free up homes for families in other parts of Norwich. Work is underway or due to start on hundreds of extra student flats in the heart of Norwich. The latest application would see 300 more on a city centre car park. And Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of the Norwich Business Improvement District, said the soaring numbers of students in the city centre is positive for the city's economy and vibrancy. He said, "I think it will add to the city's appeal and keep us young at heart. Even with the perception of student finances, they still need goods and are a demographic that likes to go out." The developers behind the latest proposals for 370 student flats next to Sentinel House in Surrey Street say their scheme would help to free up other homes around the city which would otherwise be rented out to groups of students.